Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is Yeet the Press. We're two friends who have a comedy podcast about politics.
We're not pundits, wonks, or Beltway insiders. We're just regular people trying to make sense of the news.
And it is fucked.
Welcome to another episode of Yeet the Press.
A very special Thanksgiving Day episode of Yeet the Press. Which is basically like every other episode of Yeet the Press, just right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to release it the day before Thanksgiving, and then you guys can listen to it in the car with your children. Actually, don't do that. This is not safe for children. We do a lot of bad words, I think. So I think this is, should we label our podcast? I feel like we should.
Oh, no, we do. It's actually labeled not safe for work. It's labeled explicit. Sorry.
Explicit. Okay. I was going to ask you about that because I was thinking about it. And I was like, oh, we say a lot of.
Sometimes I say the fuck word.
The fuck word. The shit word. So, yeah, I don't want to, get people in trouble.
You know, I've been really, really good about not saying the N word on this podcast.
You have.
I think it may have slipped once.
Is there a reason?
I don't know. I'm trying to be... Well, I don't know what the podcast audience is like. And I'm not just dropping the N-word in mixed company because white people feel empowered by shit like that. They think they can say it.
That is true. Certain white people. Not all white people, but certain white people. I agree with that.
All right. Here's the deal. If I drop the N-word and you happen to be listening to this show and you're white... Just omit that shit when you're telling your friends about it, because I want you to tell your friends about the show.
Right. And then when you're saying what Jason said on the show, don't say the N-word.
Yeah, you can't
don't
be like...
Don't quote him.
Like, right. You can't be like, Jason was like, this nigga Giuliani said. No, don't say that. Just be like, Jason said Giuliani said.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right. Well, let's jump into it. Our first story, we're going to do a couple stories. And then, of course, we're going to do our asshole of the week. Which we have not discussed, but we'll save that for the end. Our first story is about Lev Parnas. He was one of the two associates of Giuliani who was indicted on campaign finance violations involving the Republican Party donations. He also had a company called Fraud Guarantee.
Fraud Guarantee.
I looked up why he did that because he wanted, if people Googled his name and the word fraud came up, he wanted it to be associated with his company.
And not his personal life.
Yeah, that was how he got around being a real fraud.
Did he get around it?
I don't think so. I don't think he did. So this guy, he apparently turned over audio, video, and photos of Trump and Giuliani to not only the SDNY, but also the House Intelligence Committee. And so he's also trying to get the House to call him so he can testify against them. And then on Friday, he also alleged that he helped arrange meetings in Ukraine for Devin Nunes, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee. And also he's a man who sued a pretend cow running a Twitter account.
Is it a cow or a pig?
It's a cow. And you know what? His suing that cow made that cow go from 600 followers to like 500,000. What a dumbass.
I have like 970 followers. A fucking cow has.
I know. We gotta sue somebody so that we can get more Twitter followers. All right. So he alleges that Nunes. He was in Ukraine in December last year, and apparently the trip was arranged during a time period so Nunes wouldn't have to disclose any details, really, about his trip to Congress. And then so Nunes went on Fox, vowing to sue CNN and I think the Daily Beast, because they broke the story. And then the interviewer asked him point blank if the allegations were true, and Nunes refused to deny him. He was just like, I think he said something like, this is involved with a crime, so I can't talk about it. Crime being CNN and Daily Beast.
Journalism is now a crime.
Right. Not that he did the crime. They did the crime. So then this triggered an ethics complaint from the Democratic coalition accusing Nunes of abusing his official office. And then the disclosures revealed that he spent $57,000 in taxpayer funds to this trip to Europe. And he did this trip to Europe so he could help prove the crazy fucking Ukrainian server theory. So it's been a crazy couple days with this idiot.
So you want to hear my wild, wild take on this?
Oh, I do.
Meh. That's it. That's my take.
Really?
Yeah, no. Here's the thing. It is fucking crazy that Devin Nunes and the GOP are acting as defense attorneys for Trump.
Yes.
But this one issue, I don't think is that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. We'll put it this way. I don't think it's illegal. And at this point, everything we see from the GOP is just malfeasance and fucking corruption. And this is just like regular political chicanery. If it doesn't rise to the level of crime and shit, I can't care anymore.
Okay, so that's fine if the Nunes stuff doesn't bother you. But let's talk about the fact that Lev Parnas gave audio, video, and photos to the House Intelligence Committee. What's on those photos? Come on. Are they dirty tapes? What is it? Dirty tapes of Trump and Giuliani?
How is he taking these videos? Like, does he have, like, a Ring doorbell? Like, would you go to Lev Parnas' house?
No.
Clearly, his shit is bugged. Lev Parnas' defense.
He's creepy looking to me. He looks like that Pepe the Frog. That's who he looks like. He's got those bulging eyes and that, like, sad look on his face. Though I think that sad look got worse because apparently he was stonewalling investigators and he had Trump's lawyer as his lawyer. And then Trump said, I don't know him, because, you know, that's what Trump does, is he doesn't know anyone ever. I don't know how he knows anybody, really. But as soon as Trump did that, Lev was like, well, what? And he just, like, flipped on everybody, basically.
I mean, they've got Lev Parnas dead to rights. He knows he's going to do time. And he has no loyalty to these people. Parnas's loyalty is to Ukrainian oligarchs and probably the Kremlin.
Probably. I know that the other guy's not talking, but the other guy apparently is way richer than him, so he doesn't have to talk. He can just pay lawyers, but I think this Lev Parnas guy is not as rich as he is. So he needs to bring down his, time that he can do, I guess. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think it's going to matter what's on the tapes. I think, I've said this before, I think even if the tapes have, like, Giuliani going, let us do a bribery and extortion on Ukraine, and Trump saying, yes, I will do a bribery and extortion, it's not going to matter, even if they say that.
And you're absolutely right. Do you remember the first R. Kelly trial back in, I want to say maybe 2001? It was all about the sex tapes with him.
Where he peed on the 14-year-old?
That's the one. I didn't want to say that. Amanda, let the record show that Amanda took it to a dirty place.
But I just stated the facts. Jesus Christ. I didn't take it nowhere.
So, R. Kelly was acquitted of that crime.
Yeah, how? And there was a tape.
So his defense was, it wasn't me.
He pulled the it wasn't me?
Yeah, it was the Shaggy defense.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a combination of the Shaggy defense and the Little Man defense. At the time, the Wayans brothers, two of the lesser Wayans brothers, came up with a movie called Little Man, where they superimposed one of their faces onto a child, and he was supposed to be a little person impersonating a child.
Right.
Kelly's lawyers said that that technology was used in the tape to put R. Kelly's face on the body that was urinating on the child.
Oh, my God. And so, okay, wait, the prosecution couldn't find an expert to be like, no, that they didn't do that. Also, who would do that to him? Who is behind this? Who is this conspiracy doing this to
him? I think he suggested that it was his brother.
Oh, my God. That's insanity.
Oh, we've got to do an R. Kelly podcast at some point. Oh, but bring it back in. No, they're just going to say, it's not me. No matter what video evidence we see, they're going to call it a deep fake.
I was just going to say, that new technology is scary. It's scary. Maybe it's not quite to the point where the uncanny valley is gone, but it's almost there. Right?
I mean, right now, I think the primary usage of deepfakes is
porn.
Making celebrities appear to as if they had done pornography.
Yeah.
This is an all smut cast.
This is what it is. After we said at the very beginning that it wasn't safe or explicit.
But yeah, like if you were to Google any young attractive female celebrity's name, and
that's just wrong.
Well, you're going to get it. Well, one of the suggested searches is going to be feet, because that's how the internet works. But if you would like to Google that person's name and sex tape, there would invariably be a scene that is not, in fact, that actress. It's a deep fake. And it's a relatively prevalent technology.
I actually listened to this podcast. It was a Radiolab podcast about when this technology just first came out. And the scientists that developed it, it struck me that they had not thought about the implications of it at all. They hadn't. It was just, we did it because we could do it. Really, that's literally what one of them said, which is just disappointing. Do you think it's really going to be the fraud guarantee guy who blows this whole thing up? The fraud guarantee. He's the fraud guarantee guy. He's going to blow the whole thing up.
Or your money back.
Yeah. Or your money back. Yeah.
I just don't know. And we touched on this a bit last week. I don't know why they couldn't have incorporated the obstruction of justice into the impeachment trial, the hearings. I mean, that's something we know he did dead to rights. Like, if I were to go out on the street and rob somebody, which, you know, if you guys don't mash like and give us 5-star ratings, I might have to do shit like that. But if I were to go out on the street and rob somebody and get caught, the DA would throw 46 charges at me.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, the goal is to get me to plead guilty to one of them. But also it's because the more charges there are, the more likely there is that one of them is going to stick.
Right.
And I don't understand why House Democrats are sticking to this one fucking point when Trump does a crime a day.
I don't know that they have ruled out obstruction of justice. I think that might still be part of the articles of impeachment from everything I'm like reading and hearing, because he was actively obstructing justice as the hearing was happening. I go back and forth on this, like if they should just incorporate everything he's done or just leave it at the Ukraine thing. And it should just be the Ukraine thing, because it's very simple. It's very clear cut. He clearly abused the power of his office to ask a foreign government to help him win an election. That's so clear.
But is that more clear and transparent than firing Comey to stop the Russia investigation? That's pretty fucking transparent.
Yeah, but I feel like, I know, I agree. I don't disagree, but I feel like that was already, we went through that with the Mueller report. And even though you and I know, and most people who are not insane understand that the Mueller report did not exonerate him, there's a lot of people that don't pay attention, and they just go, nothing came from the Mueller report.
Well, he tweeted that he was totally exonerated.
Yeah, and then that stuck. That's what the Republicans do. They are so, so good at talking points. and so good at staying on message. I wish the Democrats were better at it. It just, they're so, it's so disappointing that they don't do that very well. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, who knows?
The Republicans are just generally better at politics.
They are. They're not afraid to just say shit, and they don't pander. They have moved the country further right and further right, and like to the point where, really, if you think about it, Bernie Sanders is considered extremely left. But if you put him in a European country, he's like centrist left.
Center right, even.
I mean, he's like in the center. His beliefs are in the center. But here, he's like crazy, you know, like, oh my God, healthcare for everyone? What? Well, how can we do that? And we're the only country that doesn't do that. Yeah, so they're just really, they're really good at not having any morals. That's basically it. Our next story.
This story is near dear to my heart.
And why is that? Because you were in the military, is that why?
Yeah, I actually was in the military. I am not, in fact, a war criminal. And I don't have any great love for the military or service members. I sympathize with poor people sent off to fight wars they didn't start.
Yes.
But I don't valorize military service.
Right.
But earlier this week, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper fired Navy Secretary Richard Spencer, who is not actually the alt-right Richard Spencer.
I know. Every time I read his name, I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, wait, not that one. It's a very common name. It's just a very common name.
I'm sure this Richard Spencer probably isn't too fond of the colors either. I have nothing to base that on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little bit extreme.
I was in the military. I know these people.
So upper brass, is that what they're called? Upper brass? I don't even know what they're called. Is that how they feel?
Oh, the group I was thinking of was white people.
Oh, white people, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
I know
right,
those
right.
people.
Right,
yeah.
Right, 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 right.
So anyway, Spencer was fired because of a disagreement with Esper in the White House about the treatment of Navy SEAL and war criminal Edward Gallagher.
Who was convicted.
Yes, convicted of one crime.
Mm-hmm.
So Gallagher was accused of killing an ISIS fighter in U.S. custody and court-martialed. He posed with pictures of the corpse and posted them on social media.
Gross. He was convicted. It was a 14-year-old, correct?
So at the time of the court-martial, records said that the prisoner was 12. We don't know exactly how old.
Oh, my God. And so he also was accused of stabbing. From what I read, it was an ISIS fighter who was 12 or 14 and was being helped by our medic, the U.S. medic, because that's what we do, correct? We don't, if somebody's, isn't that how that works? I mean, what is that called? I don't even know.
Well, so the kid was a prisoner in U.S. custody. Here's what we know. These are the facts. Two Navy SEALs testified that Gallagher stabbed the kid in the neck multiple times. Do you know why Gallagher was acquitted?
Yes, because the medic who was given immunity for testifying on the stand, he said he's the one that killed the kid.
Right. He said that after, even the medic who said he killed the kid said that Gallagher stabbed him in the neck. He said that he, the medic, asphyxiated the kid as a mercy killing after the stabbings. So Gallagher was acquitted on a technicality because they don't know exactly which action killed the kid.
The stabbing in the neck is what killed the kid? Come on.
Yeah. Like, that is why he was acquitted. And Trump and a lot of people on the right
took up his cause.
Yeah, took him to school. I was like, he's a hero. Well, like, it's never been debated whether or not this guy stabbed an unarmed prisoner in the fucking neck.
Not only that, but he was turned in by other SEALs, but basically his own unit. A lot, almost all of them in his own unit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they all also alleged, which he wasn't charged with, but they alleged that he shot a young girl under the age of 10, and that he also shot at an old man. And obviously both of them unarmed.
Yeah, with a sniper rifle from distance. Probably in the back.
Right. So this guy's a piece of shit.
As evidenced by the fact that he posed for a photo.
Yeah, that's the only thing he was convicted on.
Right. So what the Secretary of the Navy and actually the commander of the Navy SEALs wanted to do was take away his trident.
Right.
Which would be devastating if he was fucking Aquaman, but he's an actual human being, and taking away his trident just simply means he doesn't get to be a SEAL anymore.
Right. It's dishonoring him. It's taking away his honor and his respect. It's like a very big thing with Navy SEALs.
But I mean, he was literally court-martialed and convicted. Oh, and as part of his court-martial, he was demoted from the rank of Master Chief to, I believe, Petty Officer First Class. Or he was the Master Chief. He was the Chief Petty Officer and was demoted to Petty Officer First Class.
Which is only one rank demotion from what I read.
Right. So Trump personally intervened and reversed the demotion.
And why did he do this? He did this because this Fox and Friends co-host, Pete Hegseth, he has taken up the cause of not only this guy, but like two or three other war criminals on his show. And
coincidentally, Trump has pardoned two other war criminals.
Yes, exactly. So he's taken up his cause and spoken directly to Trump through the TV, because Trump is an idiot and takes his orders from Fox and Friends.
How can I get on Fox and Friends?
Oh, my God.
Guys, that's why you have to like and share. I could just pull a bait and switch. I could just talk reckless about black people all day on Twitter and just establish myself as one of these MAGA Negroes, because there's always a market for black people who are willing to debase themselves and their people.
You say all that stuff. Actually, a black guy went on Fox and Friends. I don't know if you saw this clip today, but I guess he tricked them into thinking he was going to talk about something else. And then
somebody just did this?
You just did this today, and then he went on and the host played a clip of Tucker Carlson saying something, and I don't know, something unrelated. I mean, you know, Tucker Carlson is an idiot. And then the black guy was just like, why is Tucker Carlson still on the air? And the host was like, this is not what we're here to discuss. And he was like, no, I want to know why he's still on the air. It was great. It's a good clip. You should look it up. Maybe I'll,
You know what? We'll add this clip to the pod, just like we did last week.
With last week's just go Google that shit, guys. Yeah, so back to the story. Oof, you've done like 4 or 5 minutes just explaining the story.
So yeah, so Trump, you know what? I'm going to let Trump speak for himself. Donald Trump tweeted 2 days ago, November 24th, I was not pleased with the way that Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's trial was handled by the Navy. He was treated very badly, but despite this, was completely exonerated on all major charges by a fucking technicality. I then restored Eddie's rank. Likewise, large cost overruns from past administrations, contracting procedures were not addressed to my satisfaction. Therefore, Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer's services have been terminated by Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. I thank Richard for his service and commitment. Eddie will retire peacefully, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. But then
he literally said the reason he fired the Secretary of the Navy was because he wanted to discipline a war criminal.
It's insane. How are we living in this world where the president always sides with the bad guys? He always sides with bad guys. Always. He sides with Putin.
It gets even crazier. New reports have said that Trump has expressed interest in campaigning with Gallagher. He literally wants to take the child murderer out on the road because his fans will eat that shit up.
They will. They eat up everything he does. I mean, good on this guy, Spencer, for he did like a very, very heated resignation letter. Like, he basically was like, said, I'm not going to get down with this. This is bullshit. I mean, go Google it. It's all in, you know, very pretty language. I'm not giving it its due. But you know what kind of worries me is, and I'm not saying that this Spencer guy was a good person, good guy, or I don't know anything about him. But, like, he clearly has some morals. He clearly understands the ethical code of the military.
I think he respects the military and the dignity of the office.
Now we're going to get somebody who's just a Trump lackey. Somebody who will do whatever Trump says. Because that's all that's left.
It has been speculated that it is his goal to just push everyone out of the office who can have nothing but lackeys in.
I think so. I mean, he's got nothing but yes men around him. People, here's the thing. I keep asking myself, why is everyone so afraid of this man? Nobody seems to actually like Trump. No one seems to actually like him on a personal level. Why are they so loyal to him? Why are they so afraid of him? I get that his base is very loyal, but I'm talking about the people that work for him. Like, nobody has a spine. Nobody has courage.
I mean, I have some theories, but it involves going down conspiracy theory rabbit holes that we don't have enough time for today.
Do we have enough? We have a minute. Let's put one in a minute.
Bush did 9/11.
Okay, well, you know.
Oh, wait, no, that's irrelevant. That's an unrelated conspiracy theory.
Oh, man. There was not much comedy in this story at all.
No, though. There is not. And do you mind if I go to a really dark place?
I mean, do it, Jason.
Fuck it. I'm going there.
Do it.
I think that Trump pardoning war criminals and standing behind them is indicative of a potential plan to weaponize the military against civilians. He wants the troops to know that if they're asked to commit atrocities and do so, he's got their back. I think this is what the right wingers like to call virtue signaling.
Oh my God. I think you're right. Holy shit, I didn't think about that. Because this whole time I'm like, it feels like, you know, the people in charge of the military don't like Trump. They don't have his back. For the most part, a lot of them don't like him and don't respect him, right?
I don't think it's a matter of liking Trump. I think these people have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. And they might be complete and total shitbags, but they believe in the oath that they took.
Right. So,
but
they're not on, they would not go along. Exactly. They would not go along with, my theory is Trump is not going to leave if he loses in 2020. I'm telling you, he's not. And so I go, people, you know, I argue with another friend of mine and he's like, no, it's not going to happen. The military won't let that. I'm like, yeah, maybe the military leaders wouldn't let that happen, but the rank and file, there's way more of them and they like Trump.
Exactly, and he's reaching out to rank and file MAGA chuds saying, I got you guys.
Yeah, go kill civilians. I mean, I don't think that's that crazy of a theory, Jason.
All right, well, if you guys like this, I've got more crazy conspiracy theories for later episodes. We should move right along to our newest running feature. Welcome to week two of Biggest Asshole.
Who was the biggest asshole this week? You want to go first?
No, I'm going to let you go first. I think I went first last time.
Okay. I'm going to say, based on the fact that he twice on TV said that he has insurance, so Trump won't throw him under the bus, it's Giuliani.
What? Giuliani?
Yeah, man. He's crazy. You're not going to believe this. He's an asshole. What?
You're not going to believe this. My asshole of the week is also Rudy Giuliani.
Get out of here. Just get on out of here.
Let me tell you what happened. I don't normally do this because I'm old and washed. I went out to a nightclub.
Ew, why?
I did. It was a thing with the wife and other couples.
Ugh. But was it terrible?
It fucking sucked.
Was it loud? Nightlife today. And like young people just being obnoxious and.
I kind of wish it was that. You know what? Like, nightlife today is all built around bottle service. And I think we owe bottle service. I mean, he didn't create it, but I think the proliferation of bottle service has a lot to do with Giuliani. Mm. Back in 1926.
Right.
So, before my day, New York City passed what they called a cabaret law. The cabaret law forbade establishments from allowing more than two people to move rhythmically at the same time without a cabaret license. Yes. Meaning you needed a specific license to have dancing at a club.
Yes, we went to a couple of clubs when you lived in New York that didn't have cabaret license, and I think I remember, was it Moe's? We would dance, but then there'd be a DJ and everything, but then it'd be like, y'all have to stop dancing. I don't know.
Yo, Moe's was really strict about that.
Right, but they'd have a DJ. And I'd be like, but you got a DJ. We all want to dance.
As long as only one person was dancing?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because at some point, Giuliani discovered this long-forgotten law in the books and started enforcing it. And they would literally just shut clubs down because three people were fucking dancing.
It's terrible. I remember that.
Yeah, and it sort of killed New York City nightlife. And then nightlife was sort of reborn, where everything's built around bottle service, where you got to pay for a table and you got to spend, you know, $400 for a 32-bottle of whiskey. And that shit is all because of Giuliani. He's been out of office for, you know, going on two decades now. I don't even live in New York, and this fucker is still ruining my life. So yeah, Rudolph Giuliani, your asshole of the week.
Yeah. He's asshole of the week. Yeah, he is asshole of the week. Well, I'm glad we agree. Did you read what he said his insurance was? It's like so backwards. He's like, his insurance is, if anything happens to him and he disappears, that all this documentation about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden will come out and come to light. And I'm like, what? Isn't that what you want to happen? Why are you threatening that this is your insurance?
Yeah. Is that what you were? I thought you were still investigating that. Like, what are you asking Ukraine to do if you've already got the info? He's so bad at this shit.
They're such dumb fucking criminals. I hate them all so much.
Yeah, I can't stand that nigga Giuliani.
He's the god.
That was a great time.
Don't be quoting him. Don't be quoting him. Nobody can stand Giuliani, that horse teeth motherfucker. Okay, I just got mean. We shouldn't attack people based on their looks.
Yeah, that was unkind.
Anyways, I'm sorry. He deserves it.
So yeah. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to this on your ride home for Thanksgiving, check your racist family members. You don't have to be kind. Like, correct them.
Yeah, come
Just
on.
Just step up. Use your privilege. Say, Granny, fuck you. You're racist.
You don't even have to say it like that, but come on. Come on, y'all. Don't let shit slide. Call people out.
Yeah. Let Granny know she's a bad human being who is going to hell if it exists.
I mean, if it exists.
Yeah. Well, our intro music is by Kevin MacLeod, friend of the pod.
Yes, he is a friend of the pod. We love you, Kevin. He doesn't know it. I love this bit. He has no idea we're using his music. Creative Commons, bitches. If you like the show, tell your friends. Please, we need listeners. Go follow us at Yeet the Press on Instagram and Twitter. And go give us a 5-star rating because that shit matters on iTunes, on podcasts. It helps us to get new listeners, which that's what we want. Because one day we want to do advertisements. Don't we?
Yeah, I would love to do ads. You know what? Ads for the Koch brothers, ad for crack cocaine.
I'm not going to sell it like that. I want to just do some, like, Quip toothbrush ads and, like, sock and underwear ads. That's what I'll do.
Like some Bamba socks,
yeah,
or something.
Do those ads.
Maybe Audible.
Sure, why not? I'll do those.
Wouldn't you guys like to have an Audible promo code? If you guys listen, we can get an Audible sponsorship, and I can give you promo codes. You can leave off the last S for savings. We do that for you.
We will. Enjoy our Thanksgiving music as we go out. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, beans, 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 creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chickens, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, potatoes, beans, beans, beans.